The Ministry of Health warns passengers to think carefully about travel to areas infected with measles, including Samoa, Tonga, Fiji and the Philippines. A short time ago, I spoke with the Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, and asked if he would take an unvaccinated child to any of those places.
I certainly wouldn't be going to Samoa with a young child. I think anyone going to Samoa at this point in time should think, or planning to go, should think very carefully about delaying their travel. And they should certainly ensure they are vaccinated, and any child from 6 months of age onwards can be vaccinated with measles, mumps, rubella vaccine.
But you would advise against taking any young child who was not vaccinated into Samoa?
I would at this point in time. There's quite clearly a very large outbreak. The last thing we want to do is to add to the problem in Samoa. And, of course, we're also seeing the odd case now coming back into New Zealand from Samoa.
We have encountered at the airport a young child who was travelling on a Samoan passport who is aged in that most vulnerable age group, so under the age of four. Would there be any reason why they couldn't be permitted to get a vaccine here in New Zealand before heading back to Samoa?
So children under 18 are eligible for publicly funded vaccinations regardless of citizenship or immigration status in New Zealand, and so they should be seeking getting a vaccination through a general practitioner.
So if you were from Samoa, you're here visiting family or you're on holiday or whatever, you can go to a GP and get your child vaccinated for free, is it?
At this point in time, yes, absolutely.
Generally, who's eligible to get vaccinated at the moment in New Zealand?
Well, we're encouraging and focusing on children in the Auckland region, anyone from 6 months of age upwards and up to 15. But in terms of people travelling to the Pacific, and in particular Samoa, anyone 6 months of age up to 50 should be vaccinated before they go.
I just want to go back to this idea that you can get a vaccination even if you're visiting from Samoa. We know explicitly of a case of a 15-month-old child who's on a plane right now heading back to Samoa who is not vaccinated. Despite going to a medical clinic and asking for a vaccination, they were turned away.
So what we can do then is make sure that we're letting all our medical clinics and GPs know, and just reiterating the information is out there, and we will reiterate it that regardless of citizenship or immigration status, children under 18 are eligible for publicly funded vaccinations on the immunisation schedule.
So do you think that some GPs here are unaware of that, that they could be turning people away?
It's possible, and you cited an instance, and the thing that it's beholden us to do then is ensure we're making sure that information is reiterated to all general practices. We have channels for doing that, and we will make sure we do a follow-up on that.
So we've got a kid in a packed plane about to arrive in Samoa. I mean, well, what should that family do?
Well, the family should be ensuring that they keep that child isolated, because remember at the moment in Samoa...
On a plane? Or
yeah, well, it's a bit hard on a plane, but once they get there, all children in Samoa, we know, are being encouraged not to be taken around to events because they need to be protected. So I can't speak to that particular individual case, but what I can say is that as a ministry, we will just reiterate to all our general practices out there, who, by the way, are doing a fantastic job, that actually these children, if they're under 18, are eligible.
So also we've had queries about why there seems to be no warnings or screenings or health messages about measles at the airport. Is that the case, and why would that be?
Well, there's very significant media, of course, around measles, both the outbreak that we've had here in New Zealand over recent months, but also about Samoa. And so I think there's a high level of awareness. There's a very high level of awareness around the country. And the reason we don't have any screening at airports is that people can be symptomatic for several days and can take asymptomatic, that is, so no symptoms, but have or be brewing measles and be contagious. So it's not going to pick up everybody who might have measles who are travelling. The key message here is if people are travelling to the Pacific, in particular Samoa, Fiji or Tonga, then they need to get vaccinated and allow 2 weeks for that vaccination to take effect.
So would you have to show a vaccination certificate either inbound or outbound?
People should be aware that some countries, and in particular American Samoa and Tokelau, are currently requiring people to show proof of vaccination against measles to be allowed to enter the country. So they should consult the Safe Travel website to make sure they've got the latest information. Again, all this does is reiterate the point that if they're not immunised, they need to get immunised before they go. And my strong advice would be at this point in time, if you can, defer any travel to Samoa until the measles outbreak there is under control.
So defer it until this is passed, regardless of whether your children and you are vaccinated?
Look, I think if you're vaccinated, then there's a much lower risk. But people should also be aware where there's a high prevalence of measles in the community. Even fully vaccinated people can still get measles. And so they should just think very carefully about the option of deferring their travel plans at this point in time. Another good reason is there will be a lot of pressure on the Samoan public services at the moment, and they just need to make sure that they're giving the Samoan government and the health system there a chance to get on top of the measles outbreak.
Is it likely that New Zealand transmitted this measles outbreak to Samoa?
Well, the first infection in the country has to come from somewhere. We know there's a lot of travel between New Zealand and Samoa, and we know that the highest rates of measles infection during our outbreak have been in South Auckland, where there is a high Pacific population. Our first cases, in fact, all our cases have been imported from the Philippines, the evidence suggests. So the Samoan Director General of Health did say that he felt the first case in Samoa was someone who had come from New Zealand. And now, of course, they've got a much wider outbreak, remembering that in Samoa they had much lower vaccination rates than we have in New Zealand. So that's how they've ended up with a much bigger outbreak. We can perhaps lose sight of the fact that measles and many other vaccine-preventable diseases are not at all trivial. They can be life-threatening in young children. That's why we vaccinate against them. Measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is extremely safe. It's widely used. And I just strongly encourage all parents to vaccinate their children. And again, just that key message, anyone travelling to the Pacific, particularly Samoa, Tonga and Fiji, to ensure they are vaccinated at least 2 weeks prior to travel.